The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
A leper came to Jesus and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. With the high excitement and energy of last week, the victory, the parade, the party, there definitely is a difference as we begin this new week, this first Sunday of the postseason. And we can already feel it, if you will. And what's more, we're left celebrating this great reversal as the worst became the first. And as we, the underdog, are now the top dog. Our readings today have nothing to do with football, but those themes of a change, those themes of a great reversal, sound out so clearly as we are presented with this leper, as we're presented with the reality that many people knew in Old Testament and New Testament times, the reality of leprosy. Now, by all accounts, lepers were not just underdogs in a given society, but they were really like dogs. They would be outcasts. In fact, in the Middle Ages, lepers used to wear bells around their necks, or they would have them in hand, so as to ring them or to call out, "Unclean, unclean," so as to have people avoid them or to be aware. Lepers in the days of the Lord Jesus were in a similar condition. And we're told in the scriptures that it was for just such as these that Jesus himself came. He came for the outcast, the forgotten, the abandoned. In this gospel, we meet one of those persons. But what's so interesting is we see it's not Jesus coming to this man, but rather the leper coming to him. And that is quite gutsy. It's against the civic law. It's against the religious customs. It's a trespass of people's rights. It's not done. And yet this man with leprosy approaches Jesus, kneels down before him, and he has words of great humility. "If you wish, you can make me clean." We see two things that sometimes we don't always put together. Boldness and humility. We see them both in this one scene. The boldness to come before Jesus. And the humility of his words. He didn't say, "Heal me." He didn't say, "I want to be healed." He said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." And my friends, that humble prayer, that confident faith yields a beautiful word. Jesus doesn't say, I wish it. He says, I will it. Be made clean. And as we're told in the gospel, the man is made clean. But then we see this great reversal. While he's made clean, he's not made perfect. And while we see this great act of healing, we also see a great act of disobedience. I hope you caught it in this scene, right? It's kind of like what you do to your children. You tell them, you know, not to eat that cookie, and they eat the cookie or whatever. Jesus says, listen, don't tell anyone. Do what is prescribed by the law. And in the very next scene, he tells everyone. So much so that it is now impossible for Jesus to enter a town quietly. And there's the reversal. There's the reversal. In the beginning, the leper is the outcast. In the end, it's the Lord. It was not possible for him to enter any town openly. He remained outside in deserted places. This week, we begin the season of Lent. It's a 40-day period when we remember our Lord's time in a deserted place, in a desert where he was tempted and where he learned obedience to the Father. My friends, it's a time for us to go outside of ourselves in a new way. It's a time for us to move and more closely to the Lord Jesus, to seek him in deserted places so as to be with him. It's a time when we don't fill up our lives with more spiritual practices, but it's a time when we begin to practice being with him who is now the outcast, who is now in that deserted place, but who still has a word that we need. And hearing that word, receiving that word, is what gives us life. And so as we begin this season of Lent, let us recognize in Jesus his power to reverse things in our life. Are you battling addictions, unforgiveness, hurts? Jesus does all things well, and he does only the good. We need him to reverse things in our life. And our own attempts very often fail. But he does not fail. And he wills our good. He wills our healing. He desires us to be well. And so as we enter these next 40 days, let us be attentive to that word of God, what he is speaking, what he is saying, what he is inviting. And let us allow Lent to be that time to hear from him, to boldly be with him in a new way, so as to humbly receive from him the gifts that he gives. It was 160 years ago today that a 14-year-old girl walking down to collect firewood in the northwestern France heard a voice, and it was the Blessed Mother. Today is the anniversary of Our Lady of Lourdes, and Saint Bernadette, a place where even today is teeming with life and with healing grace. My friends, the good news of God continues. And now it's our time to hear him, to be with him, so as to be him for one another. May God bless you, and may he give all of us in this parish the grace of a Lent spent with him.